The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
Hello, and welcome back to The Elephas Hour. And if you've looked up a list for whatever's coming in late 2019, be it movies, music, or whatever, you're probably not ready to accept that you're in 2020, just like me. Is we ready? No, we is not. But to start off this year, I have brought with me a blast from the past, a true hour-length drama, I believe. Maybe a few minutes longer, but anyway, I wasn't quite sure how to release it to the world. Well, the thing is, I actually made it about 2 years ago, I believe, 2 or 1.5 years ago, but I wasn't sure how to release it since it was about an hour long whenever I did release it. But since this is an hour or so podcast, I figured maybe I could release it here for the world to hear for the first time. But you know, I used to have like a sort of system as to how long or short an audio drama would be when I started making them. The little secret I have is that most of the dramas that I do for this podcast are usually about 9 scenes long, and in the past I did ones that were about 13 scenes long, so I don't know, maybe that just adds up to the runtime, but I don't know. The idea for this story came from a TV show you may or may not have heard of called Downton Abbey, a British... They don't want to call it a soap opera. They probably don't want to call it a soap opera, but it kind of is a soap opera. It's a historical drama, not as good as Call Him and Wife. But, yeah, I think I actually read books about it before I watched the TV show, and in one of the books I saw a picture of these two characters sitting on sort of a fancy sofa, and it was kind of had a lot of warm lighting, and they were kind of deep in conversation, and I just thought, and these two characters were actually women, and that kind of sparked an idea in my head about a story involving these two women sitting somewhere pouring their heart out to each other, and that kind of also created another scene, which I had them in the rain. Spoiler alert, but that'll come up later. Anyway, this is a story about resilience, failed resilience, resilience that's kept on throughout the whole of the story, and some that might have faltered, but that's a very strong theme of the story. The main question of the story is, can you get back into your own life? Do whatever you enjoyed doing for work or for pleasure or just life in general after something particularly horrible happens to you. Can you do that? And if you can't, what do you do? One response I think is that if that does happen to us, I think one response is that we simply find other ways that don't really relate to it, or we just find other ways to stay away from what happened to us or our original lives and just find other ways to kind of cope with it without actually coping with it. But like I said, the question is there a way back? Is there a way back to the life you lived, previously lived? So have you ever done this with your tongue clicking? I kind of want to put out a little notice for the guys. This is kind of a girls' night out story, but I would highly recommend this to guys also, just because it's a good story, but there might be a little something. If you're a guy, I would highly recommend listening to this as well. I would recommend anybody listen to this, unless you're 95, or, sorry, I don't know why I keep coming back to 95, I think it's, I don't know, maybe I just like the number. I'll just get out of the way and let you sit back and enjoy the story for yourself. This is episode 5, the first episode of 2020, The House Called Winter. The House Called Winter, a biography of Marianne Winter, by Marianne Winter and Denise Martin. Introduction by Denise Martin. I have been asked by a great many people, even before I was hired to co-author this project, as to why I wanted to be a part of telling Miss Winter's story. What drew me to it? I was, and am, a television writer, after all. Could I actually do justice to the personal experiences of this young talent? Well, after telling them to bugger off, I did actually start to think about the why. Why did I want to do this? In the end, it really all came down to Miss Winter herself. She is an amazing and incredibly complex individual, in a good way. And as I heard more and more details from her life, even more questions arose. What does one do with a gift, God-given or otherwise, placed in oneself? What happens when you turn away from it? What do you do when an unexpected hurt arises? Can you truly move on from it? And what if the reason for the hurt comes from within? What can you do? No one told me to tune in next week, television writer, remember? So... But this biography does not focus on me. And real life is nothing like television. No matter how hard you argue for it. Oh! You startled me.
Sorry. Did you spill your paint?
No. What are you doing here?
Marianne, I've thought about what you said earlier.
Really?
And I'm ready. Oh, you're right. This one time.
I wasn't thinking so soon. Maybe we...
Do you trust me? But...
Where's Mum and... This isn't right.
No, it's not. You've been through a lot. You've been through a lot.
But... I've changed my mind.
I don't care.
Didn't you hear what I said?
Stop!
Marianne. No! Are you listening to me? Please! No!
Sometimes, it's worse. And I should know.
Please! You cannot do this.
It's too late for me. I must write this hideous wrong I have committed. Crime against humanity. May God forgive me.
Please. All you did was create one little teleporter. Don't beat yourself up.
But why must you do this?
My love, I cannot live with you.
Or myself. Otherwise. Such a good line.
Just promise me you won't go down to the cellar again. It might be there.
It is there.
I promise.
Don't listen to him. Don't leave the... Ugh. And there he goes.
Miss Martin?
Half a moment, Michael. This film's almost over.
Mrs. Winter and a lawyer just rang. They want to go over the details of your co-authoring.
Well, can you have them wait a bit? I'm almost finished. And I've got tea steeping.
Miss Martin... That's not really going to be convenient.
They caught me at a bad time too, so you're the publicist. Think up something to say.
They want to talk about this now. Well, you've seen this already.
I know. I wrote it. You're making me miss the best part. Go!
She's a bit busy right now, but she said she'll be with us in... a good amount of time.
Ah, well. Mr. Nolan, maybe you could...
Yes, sir. Mr. You can call me Michael. Michael. All right. Mrs. Winter and the rest of the immediate Winter family. I've only got one concern. Concern? Is Miss Martin the most suitable choice for co-author?
Really, Mr. Nolan?
Well,
that's not the question. Marianne's the one who asked about her. She responded enthusiastically, didn't she, Michael?
Well, after she heard about...
About what?
About Marianne. Miss Winter's current living space.
That's what we're a bit worried about. Is that the only reason? In the case of sensationalism?
No. She wouldn't do that.
Ah, Mrs. Winter. Miss Martin. Terribly sorry you had to wait. I've made some tea. Please, help yourselves. Already fixed mine.
It is about that time, isn't it?
Lovely.
Who are you again?
Oh, Maurice Nolan, Mrs. Winter's lawyer, handling all the copyright legalese and such. I've brought the contract for settling the agreement.
I thought it was all finished. Oh well.
You see, Miss Martin, I was explaining to your manager, there's one question the Winters have. We'd very much like to know if you're an author who will take the actual material seriously, and... Seriously, and...
Only way to make sure it isn't too hot or too cold. Is your couple all right?
Yes, thank you. Mrs. Winter, do you think...
Miss Martin, we know that you were one of Marianne's favourites in terms of finding an author. Interesting to be selected by a local prodigy, I must say.
She's more than that. She's blessed. And she's been through so much.
I hope you don't think I'm doing it for the money. I do have an actual interest in this.
So you've repeated many times. We're only looking out for Miss Winter's best interests.
Oh, so that's what you're doing here.
You've had little work in writing non-fiction. This is to be a biography.
I thought we knew that.
Miss Martin, we're discussing whether or not you are sufficiently competent to write this.
I take it you're not a fan. Miss Martin... The contract is here for you to sign. All I want, and I am certain Marianne wants to know, is if you will do the best job possible. Miss Winter, I don't know your daughter personally, but I have seen her work, and I know she has endured a great many things to get to where she is now, and she inspires. I can tell her story in the same way.
You'd have to get her to tell you first. She's not herself, poor girl. I thought maybe a female author would be best suited.
I will do as best as I can by her. Don't do it. Why are you even trying? Stop while you can. Come in.
Oh, boy. You're dressed.
It's a dressing gown. What else do you expect me to wear at 8:30 in the evening?
Well, I came to say all's been accepted and you have the job.
I thought signing the contract was the end of it.
It was, but it wasn't. You are going to have to go to the Winter's private house and break some aisle. That's where Marianne is.
Why is she there, anyway? Medical condition?
She's not at her best. I don't understand why you asked to move in with her. You could have just had some sessions.
If I'm really going to understand my subject, I have to know her. See what she does. Besides, you'd just be driving me back and forth every day.
When did we figure
out? Alphamo, this might be it. Exterior. Scene 15, Hunting Lodge, night. Colonel Richards and Mr. Samovar stand in front of the small, respectable-looking establishment. Colonel, I've never seen anything like it. Never in all my life. Mr. Samovar? Well, a dancing chicken. A great comedy is wasted on the masses.
Was that the episode about the chicken?
That was a pilot episode involving a chicken. Didn't get picked up?
I didn't think there was any character development.
It's the first ruddy episode! Wasn't the one I was looking for anyway.
Miss Martin, are you sure about this?
About what?
About taking this project on. We've never done anything like this before.
Of course I'm certain. I know what I'm doing, Michael.
But...
My word, will you just spit it out? What are you afraid of?
That you won't take this seriously enough.
You're pulling my leg, Michael!
You keep pulling everyone else's, that's my point! Most of your work feels like satire or something like the chicken script.
Are you saying I can't write serious stuff?
Can we just agree that Mr. Nolan has a...
Sorry, continue.
Miss Martin, I've been with you through every single thing you've written. Good and bad. I'll help you with this one too. But why do you want to do this? Why?
She reminds me of me, Michael. She's simply more successful, I suppose. I can do it, and I want to do it. Trust me.
Well, you have a deadline, too.
I understand.
You know this house is on practically an aisle, too, right?
Oh, no.
You must really want to do this. I'll see you tomorrow.
Might have done a little more to talk me out of it.
Well, there's the winter house.
Ah.
You need help with your things?
No, thank you. I suppose you'd better head back to the mainland in this tonic car.
Well, because of the bridge? It's stationary. Could come and go as I want. Not that the people who stay here do it. Unless they're selling fish at the grocers.
I'll see you in however many weeks, I suppose.
Miss Martin?
Yes?
Just... remember the deadline. Please.
Michael. You know me. No promises.
Bust. Goodbye.
I'd imagine a larger driveway. Poor Michael must have felt nervous going up. The house is as big as I imagined. Stone. No bell. Hello? Afternoon. This is the Winter's house, isn't it? That's right. I'm a therapist hired to visit Miss Winter. I was actually heading out just now. Well, what sort of therapy do you do? I'd like to think emotional. Are you a friend of hers? Co-author. Did she mention me? Did she mention anything more like it? You'd have an easier time talking to that one fella with a pet rock from Accidents Untold TV program. I wrote him, the character. You're a TV writer too. For Accidents Untold, yes. Both seasons. Oh. My mum likes it. Oh. I'll go find my ride. Cheers. Nice foyer. Appreciate the chandelier. Someone must have an awful lot of money. No stairs. It's a single level. Put these down. Hello? Miss Winter? Hello? Wait. Press on. What's in the room to the right? Must be the sitting room. No one's sitting on that huge divan, though. There's a fireplace to the side. Piano. One desk. Not fair. I'd kill for a desk this size. Pine wood. 5 drawers. Oh, one's open. Sliding mechanism works. Very... are those newspaper articles? There's Marianne, all right. This could help. Hello? Oh, yes, hello, hi. Who are you? Your co-author, Denise Martin. Oh. I'm Marianne. Delighted.
Sorry I let myself in like this.
I hope I didn't keep you waiting terribly.
No. Just did some light reading. Here you are. Is that about you?
Yes, very private.
Well, I guess I'll just grab my things and move to... where do you want me?
There's a guest bedroom ready, I'll show you.
Huh. I'm glad you're comfortable with all this, you know. I'd hate to feel like an intruder.
Is that all you brought? One valise and a... bag? Oh, sorry, it looks a bit...
Oh, you mean this little gem. It's my paper bag. Pages for a rough draft.
It's got squirrels on it.
Cost £5 at Brant's Thrift. Came with one of those little cats at the Chinese restaurants. If you're ready.
Yes, sorry. Follow me, Miss Martin.
Denise. So, where do you want to start the life story? Age 12, in the womb?
Can we talk at dinner?
Your house, your rules. When is it?
I usually make it at 5:30.
You cook?
Burn, mostly.
Excellent.
Here it is.
Ah, love it. Where's...
Everything's absurdly close in this house. You'll find whatever you need. Excuse me.
Ta-ta.
Hmm.
I don't know why you were so worried about burning. This is
really good.
Didn't need that much salt, but...
Fish never can tell.
What's the secret?
Microwave.
One of my preferred methods.
Sorry, not at all.
And you made tea. How did you know I like tea at supper?
It's what I like. Don't usually have it that way at home.
Oh, well, cheers.
Too cold now. Shame.
Well, Marianne, I understand you're an artist.
Yes.
What sort of art do you do?
I paint, draw, sketch.
Interesting.
I'm sorry, but do you know anything about me?
Yes, of course.
Then how didn't you know that? Don't we live near each other? Not the same town, but...
We do. I just wondered if that type of work really interested you. You sort of rattled them off.
What's the matter? Excuse me. It's what I do.
But I'm assuming there's one medium you enjoy more than the rest.
Yes. I like painting with acrylics and seeing the finished product.
You enjoy it?
Yes. Enjoyed.
Why?
I love details.
Me too. I have seen some of your critics. They're quite good.
Well, people say so. They keep buying them.
Then, why did you stop?
Stop what?
You've created these wonderful pieces till you're 20 and then you've moved here and stopped.
I haven't stopped.
You needed some time off then? From working at home?
You're not writing any of this down. Noticed. No notes?
Well, that's not how I work.
How do you work?
Like a dramatist. I search for the whole story, and not just for the most interesting details. I've got to understand the entire picture.
You think I'm a picture?
Maybe.
All right. What do you see so far?
I'm not the artist, obviously. You're better at that than me. It helps develop characters.
It makes good telly, I bet.
Yes, but that's not... How do you feel about a walk after we finished eating? Smelling that fresh air and rain. Does it rain here often?
Buckets on occasion.
Personal aside, I hate rain. And water. Terrified of it, actually. Well, the more excuse to stay inside with a good cuppa, eh? I love that this glade's near the house. The pine trees smell heavenly. There's a weeping willow. And it's all near a pond. I'm jealous now. I thought you just said you didn't like water. Not when I'm in it. But I can see why your family built this house near here. It's gorgeous. I did miss it. All the other days in the year when we weren't here. All of it's practically screaming, paint me. It's paradise. What's the house made from, by the way? Stone exterior, plaster interior. A good deal of loose granite around here was used. Not very 1989. So, why did you stop making art? If you loved it so much. Things changed. What things? Life. God, maybe. I'd have to ask, but I doubt it. Someone stopped smiling. What do you mean? It happens. Is that what you have that therapist for? Mom sent her to help me or something. She doesn't understand, treats me like an idiot. I don't need her.
Which one?
Is it... Never mind. Marianne, if we're going to write this biography, you're going to have to open yourself up on some things. Everything that needs to be shared. It's what you wanted. No, it's not. I never gave a whit about doing a biography. It was all Mum's idea. That's odd. I thought I was your number one choice to help. I liked your work more than the other options. One was Jane Googlesock. That's sad. I'm sorry. That's not fair to you.
Old Googlesock.
No. I guess it all seems a bit rushed, you know?
20 does seem a bit early to write a life story. Unless there was something you wanted to share. Is that why you stopped?
No, that never came up.
Until... Yes?
What? You... Well, you might have known. Just after I really started getting noticed in the papers. My baby sister, Tessa, died.
I did know. I'm sorry.
She had a horrid fever, and her immune system was too weak. I thought art would help me get over it. And it helped with the emptiness a little. Then...
What?
I was painting in the back room of our house one day. A man came in saying he was looking for me. When he saw me, he grabbed me, pulled me close, and...
You did it with him?
No, he forced himself on me.
And then you did it with him.
Or can you stop saying that? That didn't happen. He hurt me. My parents saw how miserable I was. So they sent me here. To heal, I suppose. I don't know how, though. I feel as though I failed.
Oh, Marianne. I know what that feels like.
You do?
Yes. One time, I got an unsatisfactory stamp on my essay in primary school. Felt like the end of the world.
What?
I never really got over it. But I did try.
I don't understand. How is that the same as what I've been through?
Well, there wasn't an element of surprise, I suppose. It was a bugger. But you've just got to press on with life.
Press on?
Not much good's doing on the past. You're right. That doesn't have to be in the book if you don't want it to.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all.
What do you mean?
I've got second thoughts.
About me being here?
About choosing you at all. You being an ear. And... Is that what it's going to be about? Pressing on?
Marianne, I'm sorry if I...
No. I'm sorry. Do you mind leaving in the morning?
What? Leave?
Yes. Good night. Marianne, please. Sometimes I say things I don't mean. I want to help you tell your story.
Oh, I'm sure with a bit of tweaking it'll be on Accident's Universe.
That's untold.
Whatever.
There's a contract, you know? You can't just-
Bugger that! Leave me alone.
That went well. What to do? Without a night's sleep changed her mind. You've definitely mucked this up, Denise. Now she doesn't want you here. What did I do wrong? All I did was suggest some things. What's wrong with that? I wish I could try again. Maybe for her this time. This is for her. I can't help it that she's so sensitive. Ugh. Problem is I'm not. I can't leave it like this, can I? I can still make a connection. How? I'd have to stay on the- Oh! Oh no! Oh, oh no, no! Oh. Would you come?
Alex, come here. Come on. Sorry about that, Mum. Lily's awfully friendly. She won't bite.
That's good.
She's a water dog, she is. Scares the fish away sometimes. Everyone around here knows her. Except that one fella in the Tony car. And... You're not a resident, are you?
Not permanently.
Visiting some friends?
No. I'm actually a guest at the Winters house.
Friend of the Winters?
Not in the... I'm an author, Denise Martin.
Oh.
I was hired to help with Marianne Winters' biography.
Biography?
Yes.
She's done a lot to start a book about now, huh?
I wouldn't know, really. I'm just on the bare bones of it.
Well, I don't read too much myself. Never cared for it. Might read hers, though. I've heard she's been through hell and back lately. Sent her a few catches of fish when she came earlier. She's a fish connoisseur, that one. Always turned up at every fish fry the summers her family came.
Really?
Can't fish now, though. Not this morning. Not that I can't. It's just the river's gotten pretty high. If you see that, maybe later.
Well, I shouldn't keep you from your work. I might be leaving soon.
You won't be keeping me all the same.
What? What on earth is that?
It...
What? Oh no. Is that the...
It's the bridge, Mum. The supports have fallen off.
Oh.
Told you the river's been rising. Does that after a good rain?
Is that bad?
It's the main way off the landmass. We've had this happen once. Took a good 3 weeks for Mr. Gilly to fix it.
3 weeks?
Yes, Mum. I'd better go tell the deputy. Good day. Come on, Millie.
I don't believe it. This changes things. No, it won't. Just like I said. Don't you dare. I've got my own bridge to fix. There. I feel like I should have asked beforehand, but you know how to row one of these? First time for everything. Never mind. I'll do it when we're 7 feet away. Did you leave anything at the house? Nope. I've got everything I need. Okay. Get in and I'll push the boat. I don't suppose I could change your mind. I don't mean to shove you off like this. Literally. But I don't think there's really a good reason for you to be here. It's nothing personal. And I'm such a toad anyway. Now, where are the oars? Oh. Were we supposed to have oars?
What?
You didn't bring the oars? Did you tell me where the oars were?
In the same shed where the boat was.
I do remember that. Then, how did you I did bring a couple of fishing poles, though. I've heard you like fresh catches.
You... tricked me.
How?
By not bringing the ruddy oars? By telling me you couldn't row so I'd get in the boat.
It's true, I don't know how to row.
It's not hard, it's just pulling back and forth and back and... Why am I even having this conversation?
You started it.
I just got double-crossed by a satirist. Wonderful.
Look, Marianne. I know I've said some things that were... fairly... insensitive.
What's it matter? I should just press on, right? You don't know what it's been like for me.
Care to share?
No. You're a prig.
True.
But we're stuck here together now. Might as well chat.
Or not.
Is that a sketch pad?
Yes.
So you still sketch? I never stopped. Just for people. Not for me. It helps.
Ah. With what?
Do you realize we're 5 feet away from shore?
We'll sort that out later.
Let's catch some dinner. Yeah. Let's see what nibbles.
Anything you like sketching more than others?
Are you sketching me? I'm not sketching anything around here. I'm making up a landscape. Someplace quiet and sunny and warm. I think it'll be a forest. Just an idea, bad.
Where do you get your ideas?
Where do you get yours?
People.
I notice the everyday things that people do.
The only frustrating thing is that you can't see someone as a whole character right away. I have to guess. But that's fun. Anyone could be a great ball, or the most interesting person on the planet.
I just have to write it. And you're good at that?
I'd like to think so. Not everyone does. But you got rave reviews from the start.
Not exactly. I was just a regular girl who liked to paint. Then Mom talked to a gallery owner. Maybe we could settle for microwave again?
Look, if I catch this, then I'll try to cook it. That is, if I'm still a guest.
Can you fry it?
Of course, I'll attempt to. Oh.
There's a fry.
Yes, yes, yes.
That one's yours.
But you're supposed to...
Fine. Ugh, it's fish scales on my book.
It was wet. Oh. It's raining.
Was this part of your plan?
I suppose we better head for the shore.
With no oars.
I don't really want to get out. I don't know how deep it is.
Hold this.
Marianne? Marianne, what are you...
Oh.
What?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Love, love, love hot mouths, don't you?
Sorry about the fish, by the ways. I might not have fried it through.
If I get any gas, I blame you.
Fair enough. I didn't know you could play the piano.
Barely. I just picked it up again. But I can barely... See? That wasn't bad. Don't stop, please. So, I've got a question. What is it? When you were busy doing it with that man...
Stop saying that!
Well, you brought it up yesterday. It's not as though it just vanished.
You think I don't know that? I'm the one who it happened to.
And for your information,
it just happened. And hurt like hell itself.
So no, I didn't do it with him. He came in and I couldn't get away. And yes, I feel like a complete toad for letting him do what he did. You're welcome.
I was going to ask, have you told anyone else besides me?
No, I can't. Mom and Dad already know I've had it rough.
Why did you tell me? You're still not writing this down. I told you, that's not how I work. And I'm not working now.
Having got a precious deadline.
Bugger the deadline! I'm here as an ear, Marianne.
And I'll be quiet if you want me to.
I'm sorry I called you a prig. That's me. I do trust you. Still raining.
I wish I had a house like this. My little rental in town's so cramped.
Well, it's lasted this long. Longer when it wasn't ours.
It wasn't yours in the first place? You didn't build it?
It's an old house. And Father said the asking price was rather good.
But... never mind.
Couldn't we afford it already? We're not poor, Denise. But we haven't got millions rolling in. I suppose that's one of the reasons why I started painting. Obviously, music couldn't bring in anything. And I was enjoying art a lot more. Silly idea.
How old were you?
7. And I'm still just as harebrained. Mum told me to keep at it, though.
Mums will do that.
I think it's because I was so young I got so much attention.
Or so good.
I'm not Michelangelo.
No. You're Marianne Winter, God knows.
Do you think so? Denise? Yes? You got that shovel from the tool shed?
Yes. You're painting again, it looks like.
I'm trying.
Can I see?
No. Stay right there. Put your arm back.
Am I modeling?
Light's changed through the leaves in the willow tree. You're going to have to stay still for just a little.
And if a cloud comes? Hello?
This way! The field's across from here.
Gosh, isn't there another way besides a very, very high log?
Come on, it's been 2 weeks already and I haven't shown you this place.
You like heights, do you?
They don't frighten me.
And it's above a river.
You've really got to get over that fear someday. You're scared of something you drink. Why don't you just press on?
You're making fun of me now.
Yes.
I can't swim. There, I said it.
Don't worry. I can. I used to teach my sister and her friends. They were fearless.
Is that supposed to...
Well, it's alright. It's a bit mossy. Ugh. But, if I save you, that goes in the book.
Ha.
She's a very interesting person, Mum. I'm doing fine. Really, I am. Better, I ought to say. I don't want to stay here forever, you know. I'm sure Denise is halfway done by now. Yeah, I remember that article. Bye, Mum. I love you. Can't wait to go home. The article. is it? She wouldn't have... Blast, she's still an author, you idiot!
Oh, nice to see you again, ma'am.
Hello. Done fishing for the day?
Oh, took a break to run the store. Take a break from fishing.
Sometimes you need a break from boredom, no offense.
Looking for anything in particular?
No. Got the usual supplies earlier, along with the groceries. Lost a bet for that.
Still staying at the Winter House, then?
Yes. Marianne and I are getting to be rather good friends now.
Ah. Oh, how's that book? The biography getting along?
The details, they're there. I know where I'm heading.
Well, the bridge is all fixed up.
Oh.
I know that one fellow will be glad of it. He's been stuck in that tawny car all these weeks, as far as I know.
Is it... tawny car?
I think he showed up just the same day you did. And he left something. He came in here one day, pulled it out while looking for his wallet, then left and forgot about it. I think he said he knew Miss Winter. Maybe he's a writer, too.
Can I see that?
Might want to start making your way back, ma'am, if you're not staying. Looks like another storm's coming.
You've no idea. Blast, I should have left it sooner. The wind's turned the pines and the clay near... Ow! The rain's pouring! Yeah. Sounded close. I'll just hurry to the... Oh! Marianne, what are you doing here?
That's funny. I was going to ask you the same thing.
That is funny.
In the glade during a storm.
Probably should go inside, right?
I was out walking earlier and I found this lump near the pond. And then I remembered earlier in the week you had a shovel. I mean, what would you need that for?
It's your bag with the squirrels on it. Squirrels are overrated now. And besides...
You know what? You don't have to explain anything, Denise. I've already looked inside it. This article used to be in my desk. You stole it!
Stole it? Really? How'd you know I didn't bring it with me?
It never got published formally. My family's the only one with a copy. You went behind my back, Denise.
I wouldn't say that.
I told you these were private.
Well, it wasn't like you were giving me any information about why everything's your fault.
I already told you about what's happened. My sister died, and I was violated by a stranger.
No, you lied to me.
Why would I lie about things like that?
Because he wasn't a stranger, was he? Was he a friend of yours?
Be quiet.
Were you friends for a long time?
Shut up about David.
Ah, I didn't say his name. It was him.
Stop it! You don't know anything.
Exactly! Which is why I borrowed the article. The biography needs details.
The biography? The biography you're writing about me?
Yes.
Where?
There's a title page. But where's everything else?
I thought there was a deadline.
Marianne, you haven't written a thing. Marianne, you should probably...
I told you everything that's happened in my life. Things I've never told anyone before. I trusted you. I believed in you.
Surprise! I'm human.
So?
What? Marianne, the willow tree. Look!
Are you all right?
Oh.
Talk to me.
Oh, Lord. Lord. Something hit my head.
Ah.
Something cut it pretty bad.
I'm trapped. Under the willow branches. I'm in the pond. Right, making it rise. Denise, help me.
Don't try it. can't do this.
Marianne? Marianne, I'm going to get help.
What? No! Get in the water and pull the branch off me, bud!
I'm too scared. I can't get in the water. Marianne? Marianne! Please, God, don't... No! Marianne!
No. No, 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 no. Don't you go on me.
Wake up!
What did you do that for?
I thought you were...
I'm not dead! Oh, my God!
I'll get you out of this. The branches. I'll try and pull you out.
It won't work, Denise.
Yes, it will.
Just leave it.
Go away!
Who are you talking to?
You've been through this. You won't do it. You can't do it.
Go away, Mum!
Why would I go? What did you just say?
I got you. You're safe. Marianne. Thank you. I can't see. What's happening?
Hold on. We're not out of this yet.
That was horrible. How's your head, Marianne?
Still hurts like mad. The compress ought to help. Are you alright?
I hate all water now. Except tea.
You didn't do the thing this time.
If it's hotter than that pond, it's good. Marianne.
No. Let me start. First off, I'm still a toad. But what do you expect now, yes? It wasn't my business to dig up what you hid.
Your shovel, your house, your rules.
Yes, it was.
I should have just trusted you with what you said.
No. I'm sure I sounded a little fishy.
Not at all. No one fibs about something like that. On TV. Real life's much worse. I don't believe that you weren't violated. It's really all a matter of when, I suppose.
Did I jump the gun with David? I know I didn't tell you the whole truth. David was a friend of mine. Him and I were close. Very close. There were even times when I felt like I loved him. I did love him. He was wonderful. So kind and funny, and after my sister died, he was the one person I wanted the most. I left my art most days. I spent them with him. I could tell him how I felt.
How did you feel?
Have you ever had something so bad happen to you? Or just shocking at least. And you don't bawl your eyes out. You're not even sad. You're just numb. Empty. And you feel as though you've got to move on to something else. Do something to get away from what's just happened. When praying just feels like adding to the sadness. I had David. I wanted David. I'd never known what it was like to be that. Oh, this is bloody hard. I wanted to do it with David. Maybe he would make the numbness go away in bed. I told him I wanted to a few times. I guess I never thought he'd actually...
You did tell him.
I know. I just needed something. Someone. But when he was ready, I wasn't. I changed my mind. I asked him to stop over and over. But...
And do you think that it's your fault?
Always. I asked for it, Denise. I was so bloody selfish.
And so was David.
Who asked him to do it. It's over, Denise. I've lost everything. My art. My sister. If I tell my parents, I'll lose them too. If I tell anyone, they'll hate me. Maybe even more than I hate myself. I don't know what to say. Now you know everything. I'd ask you not to write it down, but... how can I feel any worse than now? I'm such a wretch.
All right, that's enough. No one hates you. And no one is going to hate you. And yes, you may need to move on.
There's no pressing on from this. It's in me, Denise. All the hurts are wedged in my heart.
I understand, but what makes you think anyone can move on?
But could you?
No. Do you remember when I told you about my failed essay?
Don't remind me.
Listen. I didn't have a father growing up. Just my mother and I in a ruddy small house. Even when I was in primary, I always wanted to be a writer. My mother knew it, after I started leaving pieces of paper scribbled with ideas lying about. She pushed me to excel at that. She helped me with what I didn't learn in school, pointing out my mistakes and helping me move on from them. The day we were made to write a first essay was the biggest day of my life. But when I gave that failed paper to Mum, I could see in her eyes, I disappointed her. Truly disappointed her. On that day, she told me to give up.
What?
I couldn't even write an essay. So why bother trying? I didn't take it seriously enough, obviously. I could never be a writer. I was devastated.
But you didn't stop.
No. I decided not to listen to her, and I've kept writing all my life. If someone else told me I couldn't, I'd ignore them. I ignore people. I choose my own jobs.
Why did you choose this one?
You reminded me of me. Started what you did early, excelled. I knew I could write your story. I just didn't expect it to be as it was. In those first days after I came here, I realized. How could I do Marianne justice when she's so much more than I thought? This is a life story, not just a job. Mum's voice came back oftentimes as well. I couldn't write. Not this time. So, I hid my paper bag
and didn't write. But you're dead, Nine. Blasted Marianne. You are more important, don't you see? I can't go on. So, what do we do? What do we do? We can't stay here forever. Well, you can't keep your secret forever. But I'm scared. So am I. I can't just go back to art. I can't. That's your choice. I don't have a choice. It's all because I made a bad one. Me too. That doesn't mean we can't choose again. I suppose if you hadn't chosen to save me in the water, I'd be... I trust you to write my story. I don't trust myself for anything. But I do. I know what you can do. I know who you are. And you are not a wretch. You are not a toad. That's... I don't know if I can believe that just yet. But thank you. It means a lot. Well, if I'm supposed to be writing all of it, I'd better have another cuppa. I'll take one too. This one's getting pretty cold. And my paints. Do you think anyone will have missed me? Depends. Are you planning on painting as soon as you get back? Like I haven't already started. I'm going to miss you. I'm not that far away, you know. You can visit me anytime.
Oh. Who's... is that?
I know who it is.
Oh, Denise. I had the bridge fixed up. And since the deadline's a bit rushed now,
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Marianne.
Shame you didn't tell me you were Denise's editor. You could have stayed over, too.
Yeah. Are you ready, Denise?
Don't rush us, Michael. Goodbye, Marianne. Goodbye, Denise. Thank you for... everything. You too, Michael. Tune in on Sunday. I think it's a rerun, but I wrote that episode. I'll try. Goodbye. So, when are you going to tell me?
About what?
You and Marianne, 20-somethings in England.
We were schoolmates.
Uh-huh.
We know each other. We're friends.
She told me you were one of her best.
You do.
You've tried to visit her every day since her sister died. Any day without David. And after.
I care about her. As a friend, yeah.
Enough to stay on this aisle after you dropped me off?
How'd you know? I mean, you think I did?
Stalker.
I was going to visit the next day. I just decided that after I dropped you off.
Uh-huh.
Then the bridge fell apart.
So, this wasn't just to keep an eye on me. You're looking out for an old friend.
Is she alright?
I gave her your poem. You left it behind.
What?
She liked it. She wants it in the book.
You're joking.
I thought you wanted me to be serious. Conclusion. Marianne still lives in Dillon, England. And still paints. And most recently, performs piano today. Normally, the co-author would close this section out with an adulation or an awfully long summary. But, since you're probably tired of my voice anyways, I believe I'll let her have the last word. I'm not much good with words, honestly. Thanks a lot, Denise. But my life has been a gift. A gift with a great many different parts, both good and bad.
I've been hurt deeply and healed deeply. I'm guessing a handful of girls would say the same. Question is, would you say it? For the longest time, I felt that I couldn't, and that was perhaps the worst choice I made. Because of it, I hated myself. I hated my assailant. I am looking at you, David Smolin, and I was convinced God hated me. None of it was true. And I did tell the truth. And it's changed me. Don't be afraid to tell the truth. Love, Marianne. For Marianne, by Michael Johnson. Remember the first painting you made? Remember the days when you'd laugh? It must seem so long ago. Now, you're on a different path. But remember this. Even if you feel you've died, there can be another choice within, from the inside.
You've been listening to The House Called Winter on the Eliphas Hour. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to do so and to subscribe and or comment below. The House Called Winter was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also performed the script and provided the music as well. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to tune in on January 28th for episode 6. It's going to be a pretty interesting one. I believe I said last year there was going to be a two-parter. This wasn't it. But on January 28th, well, you'll just have to wait and see. This has been The Eliphas Hour.